especially coming off a somewhat of a short week. You know, we definitely had to spend as much time, you know, whether in the office, at home as well. You know, just trying to catch up as much as we can this week.
Bill talked about masking the defense and how important that is to try to fool them anyway.
You know, the least we can do is make them work for it. You know, I mean, we just don't want to give it all away at the beginning, you know, pre-snap or anything like that. So, yeah, we know we'll do our best with that.
How important is communication between you guys to make sure you're all on the same page with what you're doing?
Extremely. You know, it's a lot of moving pieces, you know, defensively for us. You know, communication goes, you know, when they make adjustments, certain formations they come out in. So, basically, extremely prepared and on the same page heading into this one.
You spent a lot of time on practice field with Wes Welker over the last several years. Is it going to be strange to see him in another uniform? And what's the game plan for trying to defend him?
I mean, it's just the nature of the business. You know, Wes was a, you know, great teammate, one of the best teammates, you know, you could ask for. But, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it's the NFL. You know, they have new guys, we have new guys. So we just take it as a, I won't say another game. You know, obviously, it's, you know, Peyton and Tom week. So it's a, especially coming off a loss, AFC game. So, you know, with the guys is definitely going to, you know, another way, you know, need to be motivated at all because, you know, it's enough already.
Do they use him kind of the way that you remember him being used here?
I mean, you just get West the ball and he, you know, he doesn't rest. So, I mean, that's what I see, at least.